Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psyche Jethro at Psyche's Gone Wild at 516-453-6081. And I have to ask a few of you to grab your seatbelts and be able to fasten them at any time, because tonight we're going to be doing a real fun later night show here. Those of you know her and have listened to the show, last night we were on and had a little bit of trouble in the evening there. It was Anne Sablon. She is on tonight from MySapphireDragon.com. And Anne's going to be working with those of you who come in reading and talking under the airwave and having a blast. And we're going to take it a little more casual. You guys wanted us to have a little longer time. So those of you who are calling in, we'll get a little more getting to know us. We're going to be doing a little talk here, me and Anne, about who we are, what we do, and then we'll take those questions that you've got over the phones that we know you want to ask. And remember, if you go to psychicjethro.com, you can sign in, put in for all the prizes. If you go to Anne at mysapphiredragon.com, you can also contact her. So what you want to do is you want to check out our websites. I had someone tease me about the fact, why do we mention it so much? We want you to see what we're doing. You know, I've had people come on there and notice that they like the way something looked, or they didn't like the pictures I did in Marcos Island. But it's okay, because that way we know you're listening, and we know there's real life people, and you know that we're real life psychics. Anne, how you doing tonight?
Well, Jethro, I think I'm doing a lot better than yesterday. You know, with last night's yesterday evening show kind of going haywire there. But besides being a tiny bit tired, I'm still, you know, ready and raring to do this tonight. So it should be fun.
I love it. And, you know, those of you tuning in, the wild part is we do some prizes and things. We have a big prize. Santa's going to go wild in December, so you want to put in for them. And we have nice prizes now. We have some nice amethyst necklaces, and we'll be giving away readings. We have those of you who listen to the show, Robin Marie, Reverend Robin Marie, is going to be giving one of her books away. And I have one of mine, books of Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Plus, we have Living in the Psychic Realm, my first book. So definitely you want to go in there. Now, I know a lot of you want to talk about this, and we got time tonight. I'm going to go through a little more for the new people that are listening to the show. We play Psychic Monopoly. Psychic Monopoly is real simple. You're in a state and you listen to the show, and one of the psychics really hit home, as you heard the other night. And the gentleman that was listening in the show put in for Anne Sablon in Texas. He put 10 of his people through. They sent in emails and they start following the show. So it's that simple. I had a friend tell me, Jethro, I don't have 10 friends. You know, well, don't play Psychic Monopoly. Play Psychic Poker. That's another game we have. If you put your information in there, we send you things in the mail. We'll send you postcards, thank you cards. You know, some of the winners have won prizes. You keep the stamps. If you look at your postage stamp, which they were teasing me, you'll see a picture of me, a picture I'm very proud of. That was a picture of me in Venice, Italy. There's also a picture of Anne, we have that picture there. We have Debbie Paul, and some of you are getting Dina Flanagan. She used to be on the show, and we were teasing. We found some vintage stamps, so they went out this month. So hang on to those, because you know the show is wild. What do you have if you have four aces? You have a winning hand, and all of us are wild. So if you get four postage stamps that have the faces of any of us four right now readers, I should say five, we have Carol Cook also, is her stamp is being made as we speak. So grab that stamp, take a picture of it, put it on Facebook with me, and you'll be qualified. But you know, Psychic's Gone Wild Room is private, so nobody else knows that you're listening to us wild ones. Put it in there, we'll share it, and you'll be playing poker in December. Those prizes are also just as good. So that and the trivia, those of you who have been listening to the show, and we do pop questions at the last when we start asking the bigger prizes. One of them, you know, that I've done for is I give you Psychic Jethro for a year. That's 4 one-hour readings in the year. So that's a $500 value. And Amy Young in Florida won last time. She's still collecting, and we love her so much. And that $500 present will be given when Santa comes to Psychic's Gone Wild. Anne, we have got so many people asking. They said, Jethro, every time I listen to Anne on the show, you have made her out to be some kind of a tough lady. You tell me that she rides Harley. She said she's very beautiful and petite. I looked at her pictures. I think she's just a doll. I do see that she probably could ride a Harley and is real strong. Anne, I'm so confused here. I think I'm in love over here in New Mexico. Can you tell me a little bit about you, Anne? Because I think Jethro's trying to make you out to be a tough girl.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to be tough to survive in this world. So, oh, yeah, I can be tough when I need to be. In fact, you don't want to see how tough I can be if you piss me off. So, but, you know, otherwise, I'm just the regular gal trying to help people make good in the world, you know, and I want to help them be comfortable and happy, and, you know, which is hard to do these days, you know, and that's why I'm currently a Reiki master with Usui Holy Fire Reiki. I'm an evidential medium, and I do read angel oracle cards, not as good as Debbie Paul, because Debbie Paul is phenomenal. That's the word you use, Jethro, and that's the word I agree with. She is phenomenal, but I can read them. So, you know, all that, and that belongs on my soft side, you know, but if I have to, I'll be tough, and I'll tell you where to go if you need directions to go there. So, but that, you know, what can I say, right? You gotta just be strong and tough to deal with the world these days.
And I have different ones telling me they're laughing. They go, Jethro, it's like Hollywood Squares with you. I remember, if I pick Anne for 500 and I say that she rides a Harley, will I win something? Well, that's a pretty good question. Yeah, I would say you would know our person. But you have to let us ask the question. You can't tell us the answer until we ask the question. We are finding out about Anne, and Anne is a phenomenal person. You know, I tell you that Anne has got a gift. We all do. And I love what she just said there. We compliment. Can Debbie do those cards like nobody's ever seen? Debbie also does other intuitive. But we've had, and those of you who are listening in Sacramento and a few other places as Anne's fans will tell you, Anne is very strong at that psychic flash. She's able to get that thing there. She's able to go in and do what she needs to do. And it's a gift. Those of you know that through the years with my premonition, I've been very gifted with it. I used to tease you guys. They call me the love doctor back in the day here on the show. I'm very good about seeing that person, seeing that energy. So I want you guys to be able to come in and have this where you get to know all of us. And that's the fun thing we're doing is getting to do it. And I want to know where you're from. I looked at your picture. Are you actually a Californian? Because you look like you're from the island.
You're very astute. I do live in California, my favorite place to be. And my dad is from a very tiny island in the Pacific called Guam. And so that is an island for sure. And then the bigger island that I have... what do you call it, descendants or ancestors from, is Japan. So that's a whole huge island. So I guess you could say I'm an islander both ways, you know, but I identify with Guam a lot. But don't tell my mom that, please. She's the Japanese one. So.
Those of you tuned in, we're having a wild time, and I hope you are too. We're getting to meet Anne Sablon, the real, the one. We always call this psychic interview, and it's a psychic intimate interview. Anne's a very strong person, very good person. I will work with that. I had a person to ask me the other day. They said, you just really are intense with your new people. I am, because they're intense. They're really good, strong readers. And you guys know I've always been that way with the students. I want to work with them. These ladies came with abilities. I've helped, they've helped. You know, I was teasing a friend the other day. I said, that's what I love about having psychics. To read yourself, sometimes we could be a little close. You know, I know that Anne's helped me, as I've told you guys over the radio, with some Reiki with my grandsons that were born, the two twins. She's also, Anne has been a person that we work on a Friday. And one of the people who will read me that I feel, and I know that, you know, I'm getting that extra things that she watches for me. So those of you tuning in, I want to watch it. I think I'm trying to Marty over here. I moved jerky. No, you can't have that. So we're going to take that away. You get only healthy food, my little bud. But, you know, I don't blame him that it fell on the floor, and what's on the floor is his, is the rule in this house. And do you have any animals?
Yes, I have two cats. I had three. Last year we lost one, but she was already 19 years old, I believe. And she still comes around. I know it because, you know, it's like, okay, what are you doing behind my leg? And then it's not the two that are still here on Earth, but I know it's our little marbles. And we have Minx right now, who is a huge boy cat. He's naughty. And I have a older, I guess you call it tuxedo. She's a black and white. She's old and she's fat and she's about 15 or 16 years old. We had a bird, but he's gone to birdie heaven also. And, you know, so yes, I have pets. That was a long answer.
I feel that. I feel like something's going on over there. You know, when we were talking about the animals and the people together in your going on. I know you guys are hearing a little bit of an echo, and I don't know what we've got with somebody's communicating a little bit. So just hang on. It's all right. We'll get this cleared, and then we'll be able to go there. So it's technical difficulties. That's what we call it. We're going to go right in and grab the person right here, and it's 760. How do you 760?
Oh, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Jeanette.
Jeanette, we love you. Thank you for calling in. I apologize. We had a little bit of technical talk, but we got you in. And those of you on the phone, stay with us. If you get bumped out, just call right back in at 516-453-6081. Jeanette, what would you like to talk to me, Nan, about? What question?
Well, I feel like I have some, not only feel, but I do have some decisions coming up. One has to do with my vehicle. And the other has to do with moving. And anything else that wants to come through as far as a message would be great. I'm open.
Anne, I'm going to have you go first while I try to get this sounding down.
Oh.
I apologize.
Okay, here I was waiting for you. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that echo in the background might throw me off a tiny bit, so forgive me if I sound like a doofus for a little bit. So a move and I forgot the other question. I'm sorry. Your vehicle. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me see here. Move and vehicle. Do you have? Wait, hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Your vehicle is not a SUV, is it? Is it a smaller car?
It is.
Like
no,
yeah, like a Toyota or something like that, or
uh-huh.
You know, something like that, right? Let me see.
Uh-huh. It's a little larger.
Yeah.
It's a larger SUV. Yeah, right now.
Oh, it is an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because at first I saw SUV, but then I saw a smaller vehicle. So I wasn't sure which one it was. But with the larger one, let me see what's going on with that. Are you worried about repair work? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not worried about repair work. No, I have to. I'm looking to. My lease is up, and I have some decisions to make with that.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm sorry, because I mean, I saw this car, but I wasn't getting anything around it yet. So let me see. So basically, you want to know if you should extend the lease? Is that how it works? I don't know how
the leases work on cars. Yeah, I'm wanting to know if I should get into another lease. And I feel comfortable with the idea of a lease because right now I'm by myself and it all comes down to finances right now. So on one hand, if I bought a used car, I'd always be worrying if it's going to need money and, you know, having to find the money
right
to do repairs and stuff like that. And on the other hand, the lease payment is probably going to be more expensive than if I bought a used car, peace of mind. So it comes down to finances. And if my finances increase and things you know, I'm not going to have any issues with financial situation, then I'm okay leasing.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm sorry, I had to try to get a little bit of information from you because I just, like
oh,
I said,
no,
I was getting...
Oh, no, not a worry.
Yeah, I was getting a little bit cloudy here. But I think I saw the small car is because I'm sensing that maybe you should downsize. I think that's a good word for it, downsize.
Well,
okay.
The vehicle that the other lease that I would be getting into or the new lease I'd be getting into is a less expensive and smaller SUV.
Okay, so it is a smaller car. Yeah, because that's what I saw is just going into a smaller one for financially. I think you're going to be okay financially, but towards the, I mean, right now it's good to reduce your expenses, but I think in about 6 months or so, you're going to have a spike in your income somehow, or you'll be getting, you know, a little bit of money from some unexpected source. At that time, though, just hang on to your money because I don't know how leases work, like I said, but I think after a couple years that you will actually buy your own vehicle, all right? And you will be, you'll have a, see, even that's going to be smaller than the SUV that you're thinking about going down to now. So just keep that in mind. Keep your finances, you know, at the forefront, and you're going to be okay. Now, as far as your move, I all of a sudden, I just see water. I see a beach. And I just got the chills.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's confirmation.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because I just got... It's like, I said, oh, my God, I got these goosebumps that just happened all of a sudden. Yeah, you're going to... where's Myrtle Beach? I don't know why all of a sudden I heard of Myrtle Beach, but I think you're going to be near water. And let me see where... Are you like in the... Southern states, I guess that's what you would call it.
Southern California.
Okay, good, because it's like, I know there's south somewhere. You know what? San Diego's my second favorite place, and that's in Southern California. Yes.
That's right.
So you'll be down. Ah, see?
I'm there.
All right. So, oh my God, see, I got the chills again. So that's
more
where you're going, Jeanette. Yeah, so, and you know, you're gonna be really happy down there. I can just feel it.
And I do want to live by the water. That's where I want to move, is I want to move closer to the beach.
All right, good. So, that's where you're going to go. And that's why you need the extra money, so don't go into that high-end lease, okay? Because from a practical point of view, which has nothing to do with psychicness, but, you know, the closer you are to the beach, the more expensive the property is. But it is so gorgeous down there. So go with an open heart, with happiness and lightness in your heart. And just look at the brightness of your future. And then if you like military men, there are a whole lot of them down there.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm like the total opposite of that.
Oh, okay. Well, then that was just me reading myself then. that was my preferences just kind of coming. Because here I am picturing all these. Never mind, I better not go any further. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I know. I've lived here long enough to know exactly what you're trying to say.
You ladies.
Yes, good, Jeanette. Thank you so much, Jeanette. I hope that was good news for you, and I
it
wish you a lot
wonderful.
Of luck in your move and happiness from, you know, going
Thank
forward
you.
Will be yours.
Thank you,
You're
Anne,
welcome.
And you as well.
Thank you,
yeah,
Jeanette.
And you have
I,
just a great weekend.
We love you. Go in and put in at psychicjethro.com. You've won an amethyst necklace and also a surprise mail ring. So you will be getting some turquoise ring in the mail with the two at psychicjethro.com. We just need to get your information, Jeanette. And thank you for calling us tonight.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Such a...
We got the phones having a problem. Jeanette, we love you. We got other people contacting. We just go to psychicjethro.com. We love all of you. We know the phones are doing it. You know, there's a reason. Jeanette got in. You can get in too. 516-453-6081. And it's just always fun. Me and you together, we end up doing these shows. And we've got a couple of people who write in. Those of you know where you write in, Psyche's Got Wild Room. And they're messaging me there. I have to ask Anna a really personal question. You see, I know that she's like me. I have had the problem with this man that I've had to break it off. And I want to know from her opinion. If a guy keeps texting you and telling you they need more time, but they keep texting you, I'm not texting him back anymore. I realize, why does he need more time? If he keeps asking for it, I'm going to give him all the time and just not even text. I'm really hurt. I dated him for a couple of years. And am I doing the right thing? He said that he was sensitive. I'm wondering, should I text him back? What should I do, Anne? I don't know, but I've been sitting here all night feeling sad.
Well, the first thing, and I don't know why socks came into view, but it's almost as if I see this gentleman barefoot because he doesn't want to go anywhere. And that's what I'm getting the sense that he's not going to leave the comfort of his home, you know, so to speak. So, you know, if he needs more time, give him his time on the couch, keep him there, and you know, you'll find your happiness elsewhere. Don't waste any more of your time. That part's not the psychic part, but the sock part is. He wants to stay where he's at. So, but go for it and go the other direction.
Thank you, Anne. We love it. Those two. This is Ken over here, Jethro. I want to know from your psychic show. I've been watching my friend for quite a while. I really like her. We had teased each other about it, and I had a sign. She keeps looking at me right in my eyes, and she asked me if I was into Halloween. Well, at first I laughed, and I made a joke about not being into witches. I guess that was the wrong thing to say, because now she won't talk to me. Help me, Jethro. Cover me. What can I make funny out of it? Because I know you do like those girls that do play with that magic. You really need to just tease her and just laugh about it and say, you know, I was just teasing here. You know, honestly, I do like Halloween, and I'm really into the magic and the spirit of things, is what I would say. And I would talk to her about Festus of Light and say, you know, I would never think anything of you, that you're a magically dear one. And I think she's going to come around. I do know with you, Ken, and I'm going to tease you. You know, we've been through about four relationships, you in Colorado, and you've got to watch what you say. You've got to think with that sense of humor. You know, we both carry our foot in our mouth. And would you ever give him another chance if Ken told you that or talked to you and you felt that, or could he work his way out of it?
You know what? I would probably give him another chance if he would go see, which movie is that? I can't remember. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
If you go see Hocus Pocus with me, or if he suggests that, then we're on. You know?
Be careful of witches of Eastwick. They may take him out and he won't ever eat cherry pie again. But, you know, we got a lot of you guys listening in, and we're going to be doing that next week. Ends on, and we're asking you guys that are connecting to let it go over there to mysapphiredragon.com. mysaphiredragon.com or psychicjethro.com. Put in, let us know you're out there. A lot of you I know do the privacy of the room, and that's fine. We have someone here. I'm not going to be able to tell you my real name, but just say I'm the lady who's a little nervous of being around the ghost. You see, I've lived in this house for 6 years, and my man was married before me. I knew it was her house when I moved in, but this is getting ridiculous. I woke up this morning to find very odd smelling things. I know that he doesn't have animals, or I would have thought one of them had used my pillow to urinate. I am really not excited about it, but this ghost will not quit. She has been doing this off and on. What do you have been psychics gone wild feel should I do? Do I let the ghost stay with this man, or do I fight for my man and get the ghost out? And what do you think?
Oh my, having to fight with a ghost. That gets a little eerie sometimes. What I would do, what I would try to do first is speak to the spirit and let that person know that you're not trying to take her place, but you know, you're just trying to continue keeping this gentleman happy. And so now that she's gone, the ghost, that, you know, this person on earth, it's her turn, you know, to continue that. But if that doesn't work, I would try burning frankincense and myrrh. Sage is good to get out negative energy, but frankincense and myrrh is better at chasing out unwanted, I guess, energy or spirits, stuff like that. And then if that fails, call a psychic, call, you know, someone else to come check out your house, and maybe you need a, not an exorcist, because that's going a little too far, because I think this lady is just afraid you're going to hurt her man, which is not your man. So the main thing is you need to find a way to put her mind at ease, and then she'll probably go away. But you know what? She'll come back every once in a while, and just to make sure you're doing your job right. And she may, you know, just kick you in the ass just to let you know she's there.
I love it. And those of you tuned in, I agree with you. We both do mediumship. But, you know, she's saying talk. I will bring up something to you. I have seen this before. You're correct in what she's saying, the frankincense and the myrrh. Make sure you cleanse the objects that are there. Now, she's not going to like this. And I can tell you from living in Pasadena, California, it caused a little bit of problem when I went through the house and they knocked the incense out of my hand, because they're not going to like that energy. But then you also want to cleanse with some Florida water, which, you know, it's a very nice cleansing cologne. Make sure you're cleansing those things that were hers. This is the important thing. What, you know, we all know that we re-pick up from objects that we feel. Well, those things that are hers are also still resonated. And I love what Anne said. As I did this and I worked with it, I explained to the person, which was a male, and I said, you know, this is what's going to happen. Here's what the situation is. We're going to be living in this residence, and we don't want any spectators. We're going to be having sex all over this house. And I swear, in positions that you never knew, because I am very aerobic. You know, you laugh, but it really got the point across. You're explaining, do you want to stay here and watch? And I was very much with it in the sense of humor. You need to feel the energy. I do believe in respect in the other realm, but you also are letting them know nobody wants to sit there and watch their past love be with them. This person that I feel, and I agree with Anne said too, she's going to come back and kick your ass now and then if you treat him wrong, because she still has connection with him. But she's not, and then she's going to realize she's not getting anywhere. I know that there's been people who, like we've talked about, who do a strong house. We're both feeling that. Let us know there, you know, and if you're close enough, we do have some people that we can come over and we can do your house. You know, we'll come through and we'll cleanse that house. But I agree with Anne, and I love you guys for contacting us about this, because, like, this is bringing up a good topic. You know, we have, like, the Cadbury ghost who comes in and is known for centuries of doing things. There's people who have passed. Then we have these individuals of, like we're saying here, usually the frankincense and myrrh and a little bit of Florida water and a bit of a sit down talk to ladies, you know, the old song, let's go to the restroom, you sit down and talk it out. One of you's got to work out the thing. I do feel that she's picking up your nervous energy there. So the first thing I also would do is I'd put the energy down, and this is your house. You're there with him. The other thing you need to do is get him to talk about her, because he's the other half of that. If it is him having trouble, I know no one wants to hear of a past relationship, but there's obviously emotion inside of him that's bringing her in. And I don't feel that it's competing with you. It takes a real adult person from being in that part. It helped me really good to realize she wasn't exactly maybe even missing or longing, but she still loved and went through. It doesn't change just because someone passes. Be able to talk it out. Be that bigger person. You're going to be happy. She's going to be happy. Me and Ann will be happy, and we'll be helping more of you here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got people calling on the show at 516-453-6081. Remember, those of you who really intend to get the prizes, go to that psychicjethro.com where I can get to you so we can send it out. It's always free for them. One of the things I have down here, Anna Marie is asking tonight, please help me, Jethro and Ann. I was sitting here at an hour ago. I had someone looking, I think, in my window. It really frightened me. So I went outside. Long story short, it is my neighbor. He is talking to me. He said he called your show and told them about me. And I realized that, you know, we have this in common. The reason I'm on the show tonight is he has me listening to the show. So we made a deal. If your show says we date, we date. If your show says we don't, we just stay friends. I didn't like the fact that he was standing by my window, but he wasn't really stalking me. It's just that he keeps telling me that he feels that we should be together. Ironically, we both like psychics, and even the thing that's more fun is my mother's name is Ann. So I'm playing along with this, but it better be good, you two psychics, because I don't want to take out a dud. Oh, Anne Marie, put it on us.
Okay. Well, I know. Who wants to go first, you or me, Jethro?
Well, first, I'm glad you both are fans. The thing I'm really awkward about is I really wondered what I got to tease you with the person you said you felt. I do feel this is a very unique way to meet, and I'm glad you're doing this. I feel you two... I honestly feel like you should go out. I don't want to be the blamer of a good or bad relationship, but I do feel you need to go out and date. But I think he kind of used me and Ann to be his opening door, and he needs to show his face or something, because we have a lot of listeners. I don't want to tell you to date him, Anne Marie, and then find out he is a potato head. And I'm not being mean. You may not be. You may be a really rippled chip. I got to have a little more to go on from him. Anne, what do you feel?
Well, first of all, my middle name is Marie, so some people call me Anne Marie, and I beg to differ with you, Jethro, I'm sorry, but for some reason, as soon as she mentioned this man, I just got a feeling that I don't like him, so I don't know if that's just a personal dislike, maybe there's some qualities or, some quirks that are... personally not favorable to me, that may be, but my thing, and this is not the psychic part, but to say that I guess it doesn't hurt to try as long as you know he's safe and he's not gonna like butcher you or anything like that.
And that's what we're telling you. And I know you guys are sitting here listening to the phone. I'd like to have the talk to hear, and we're asking. And okay, so we get a little bit more here, and I'm as we get this going in, we're gonna, as the plot signals, you guys have got a little spooky. Halloween's coming. We're not scared here. We have reasons of we do this. Like Andrew said, they're safe and unsafe. My first warning, because even as you're talking here, and we both are feeling something, is someone just hanging out. You know, you want to come meet me in the daytime. It's a little dark out here. Right now it's 8 o'clock, so if he just met you an hour ago, it was a little dark then because I got home from my office at 7, it was. So I'm gonna ask you something real clearly. You know, you are safe and you are there, Anne-Marie, as you're writing me. So as we're sitting here, and Anne-Marie is texting me right now as we talk, and those of you keeping track, we're doing this live stream on the radio through Facebook and texting. I am okay. I'm realizing what you said. We are laughing about it in the fact that he is going to go ahead and go back to his house. He wanted to see what you would say, Jethro, and he's telling me that he knows you from Home Depot and that you had worked around with him and knew him. He is a friend of yours and you know me from the graveyard shift. Well, that still doesn't narrow it down. you don't have to give me a name over the radio, but he's going to give me more of a clue. We worked with 17, 18 people moving tile at night there, for those of you who know that I did that to the job, which is really good because I am physically active from it. And don't like you, so we've still got a weird feeling. We need a little more to go on. Why are you being so shy? If you're married, I feel there's something here. I feel the reason you're nervous about saying any kind of a clue. I can tell you one thing. Tell me if you were in the front of the A, in the back of the B situation, or did you work the C wheels of Home Depot? And I'll name your man, because I am psychic, but I worked with a lot of people there. And so we thank you. We're continuing on. And those of you going, and thank you, Anne-Marie, for putting us in this. And I hope that, you know, I'm glad you're safe and we will be, you know, connecting with you. I will be sending over a watch in a few minutes from some friends of mine that work at the police department if he's not good. We got this going in here. 917, how are you doing tonight, 917?
Good.
This is Jethro and Ann, and you are? Hello, 917.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
I love it. We're sitting here just being a little lame, and you are?
Carmen.
Carmen, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to have you ask your question with Ann here a little bit, and I'm going to work on a little bit of our soundboard. So,
okay.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
What is it that you want to ask?
Something around work. What do you see around work? I'm constantly being challenged, like. I was interviewing a patient, and at one point he was emotional, and I bent down to him, and I started tapping. I did a modality for soothing and grounding, tapping the knee, left, right knee, and that was like a considerable concern for the doctor. She didn't know what I was doing. Obviously, she doesn't know that I'm doing EMDR, and she was like, you put yourself in a vulnerable position, da-da-da-da-da. And get this email from her. So there's always something that I'm doing that is not okay. But obviously it is helping the people that I work with. So I'm really interested in like hearing like what do I do to deal with this, because it's causing some stress for me, like the constant criticism about what I do, what I don't do, and how I do. Meanwhile, everything is going well, you know. There's nothing like any panic needs to be raised, obviously, but.
You know, I kind of picture you going out on your own. I feel that you could be more of an assistance to more people if you are not in a close situation like that. Maybe not being your own boss, but being with like-minded people. And I can see that going very well for you if you do that. I am, hang on for a second. For some reason, I'm seeing a lot of books. Lots of books, and I'm trying to figure out why I see a lot of books. Do you know anyone that manuals or like in a library or something like that? I feel there's some kind of connection there. Does that make any sense at all?
Not really. Sorry.
No, don't
I
be
have
sorry.
People
cause,
that
you know,
work
it can...
with in the book industry, and I have a lot of books. I know someone that reads a lot of books that's in my life right now as a teacher. He reads a lot of books.
Oh, okay, so that's why I'm seeing books. So this person someone you know that reads a lot of books, correct?
Yeah, that's my teacher. Yeah, he has like lots of books. He always recommends books. Like today he recommended almost like 3 books and I got 2 books. It's like too many books. I don't even read half of it. I'm reading one that's right next to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You know, don't read them if you don't want to, because then you can't enjoy it. you know, but I have a feeling this person with the books can be of great help to you in helping you to slowly move out of where you are and getting towards the place you need to be. Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah, but I really love working where I am at. It's just that I get misinterpreted, like, nonstop, my interpretations. Like, she wrote, like, I know your intention was good. I am positive about that. Yeah, what else could it be? Like, what else could my intention be? Right?
Okay.
I have no idea what she's thinking.
But, Carmen, okay, and this is, again, this is not the psychic part of what I'm going to say to you, okay? There are legalities involved in doing some of this work.
Oh.
Now, even with me as a Reiki master, right, I have to, in California, have people sign a form first before I do anything, having them understand that I am not a doctor, okay? So,
right.
So, and the thing is, even if you love your job and if they're going to keep misinterpreting, you may end up getting in trouble at some point, okay? And even if you mean really well and your heart's in the right place, sometimes corporate America doesn't understand that, okay? But I really feel, and I see this other person with the books, that person's there for you to... you know, to storm with and seeing how you can go forward in a different direction, still doing what you love to do, but somewhere else. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't want to go somewhere else. I just want to learn how to be then, you know. Right now, I don't want to go somewhere else. I can
definitely modify my school. That's your free will, but... I would suggest that, oh my gosh, Carmen, no, because I just feel like that you're setting yourself up for some trouble down the line. You can't do what you love to do there and have the place you work at be okay with it. Because it is going to turn into a hornet's nest, okay? And that's both just plain advice in addition to what I sense. So I would suggest that you think long and hard. And if you don't want to leave there, then you've got to change the way you do things. And just because it's something that you want to help people, that's not your job there. Okay, so just remember that. Okay, Carmen?
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
We love you, Carmen.
Well, just,
definitely,
you know,
connect us. Let us know how things go. We got to run here, and we thank you for calling in. Those of you tuning in to 516-453-6081, we will be contacting those of you in Psychics Gone Wild room, and we had tonight a winner of the jewelry who called in earlier. She'll be getting that out, and I want to tease you. You've had me going in here, and I took a little time. You guys know that I'm on a computer that I don't really have to worry about it, so I will be honest with you. I'm looking and got a hold of our friend and was secure that Anne-Marie is a very nice person and explained to me things here, and she did while I had that time. I got to speak to him because my nervous thing was that, you know, I don't want anyone ever to use our show to get a date. I love you guys, but he is a nice guy. He just, I don't know how that got turned around there, but we got that cleared out. So we're back on business because I do have people who will ask me with their picture or something, but just to text or just to do that, you know, and she was very nice. I did text her and she assured me that she's going to talk to me after the show to let me know that she's okay. I just... You know, long story short, I want to thank you, friends, from that. And I love you, friends, that I work with in all of the places. But always remember, I need to see your aura. And I have a lot of friends, people, if you hear someone say that. I have, in fact, a good example on Facebook. We just had a lady tell us that a person told him that Psyche Jethro said that they should contact him. and the person lives in another country trying to now get finances. So that's not me, because I will tell you one thing, I've worked hard every day with that since I was 14 legally, and I honestly believe at the age of 14 you should work and continue to work in your life, but I don't feel that people should be contacting people under the pretenses to get it. So be careful if you're saying you're Jethro's friend. And you are my friend. You can say you're my friend. I love you. And we need to talk to you a little bit here on some of the things that are going on. We've got Halloween coming. Other people are asking me out. And I don't know, Anne, if I should go out with them. I'm going to tell you this way and then let you help me decide. I'm a very strong Aries woman, if that helps. I'm very fiery. My brothers and other people have hooked me with individuals. They feel that I need someone strong like me. The problem is those men that are strong, I usually end up mad and I've not been with them. Now I've got a choice. Do I go out with the boyfriend that I usually argue and fight with, or do I give this a chance on Halloween and date this new quiet man who had talked to me, very good friends, and we worked together. I also met his mom, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I feel like that maybe the calm guy would be all right for this fiery Aries. What do you think?
Well, you know, sometimes opposites do attract. I feel that this calm person is just what you need right now. I feel there's a little bit of not real negative turmoil, but there's something that's going on. Maybe it's emotionally that this gentleman will at least help you relax, if nothing else. I don't feel that it, I don't feel that it's going to be a real romantic relationship in the beginning. And I think it's a friend first. Real good. I think it's a best friend type scenario, but you know, go out with him because you never know. But he's a good guy. I can feel that.
Thank you, and Edward. Those tuning in, remember that those who are tuning in to us, that we are here talking to you, and we want you to stay wild, but we want you to be safe. 516-453-6081, and definitely, Aries, keep us in the queue. Let us know how this goes, because you're wild, she's wild, and we're getting wilder by the minute. We have a couple of individuals who were asking, and if you go on the front of the show, you will find out about the contest. It's in the archives, and so you know, you get stamps in the mail, you save them, and you can win. You get chances. It's just a lot of fun. So when you get your stuff in the mail from Psychics Gone Wild, look at the corner of the postage stamp and see if you have some that have the faces of the psychic readers, because those are the stamps that are the collector ones for when we play psychic poker. Four of them is an ace. I have someone that told me, does a full house be a four of a kind? Are we playing poker, and so you know what we're saying. If you have four aces, you win. Someone told me, they go, I have a full house. I have three of the hostess and two of the hostesses. So do I have a winner? If someone comes in with four of a kind, they beat you. So you're going to have to learn to play poker if you want to play with the stamps and do it, or at least have fun with it and look it up a little bit on Google of what beats what. And we're just having the best time. I want to talk to your person, Jethro, but I can't get my phone to work. So I'm sending this to you over here, and I want to know. And I have been wanting to, for so long, take a psychic class. I'm a little bit nervous. You see, I am 22 years old, and I live where I could, but I'm wondering, is these psychic classes that you guys go to learn this stuff, is there really nice people there? Because I don't want to go where people are preaching at.
Oh, well, you know what? You have to go to find out. I have been very fortunate that the classes that I've gone to, and I've gone to several, and with several different teachers, I've gone to workshops elsewhere, and you know, the teachers who teach that, they teach from the heart, and they're sharing their gifts so that you can learn and enhance your own gifts. And but you know, on a practical side, there may be someone that you don't get along with, but you're not there to make friends with someone else. It'd be nice to be friends with them. Like, you know, I have friends on Jethro's, you know, shows that I've become friends with over the years. But they're good people. Just and if there's someone there you don't like, don't deal with them. You know, just be nice, but you don't have to deal with them. But yeah, I think yeah, the metaphysical world, they're good people. A lot of them are.
And I agree, and Anne's correct. And do a little bit of research. Now, I look for like groups. I will tell you that through the years, and even as a teacher and a master myself, I still learn other things. We can always learn. I make sure that I go to a place that is like worker. I can tell you on the other scope of this that you don't want to go to somebody who's doing other intent, and they want to scare the EBGBs to teach you something. So be careful, because there's a lot out there. But I love what Anne said. Most of the time you do. And I agree with you. I've been to one where the person started getting so intense with the other work. It's like, okay, we're all holistic. But they had brought another faith in. And it was so much that we had to leave. His wife was dancing, and it was very adorable. But it was not obviously the type of place I was learning anything other than getting a little bit nervous about what was going on. So Anne's correct. I agree with you guys. And make sure you give yourself a little chance. You can go to a drumming circle, and you know the people are going to be there with their drums and working out things and just going wild. And watch and notice what the people are saying. You know, and I love with our group, and I've seen this with other groups that I've seen, especially here in California. It's a large menagerie. A couple of friends will come together, and then there's people from all over. And like Ann said, I remember one of the best things of Sedona. Those of you know, in Sedona, Arizona, there's something going on metaphysically almost every hour. And what's really good and beautiful about the holistic part there is, as Ann said, you don't have to click with everyone. Find the people that resonate. Those are the people you're going to go, and they're the ones you're going to learn and grow with. It doesn't mean just because you're in a holistic place or a spiritual that people are all likable still. I got a buddy thing that said, Ann, I want to know really secretly, do you really own a Harley, or is Jethro just teasing us that he's got this wild Harley riding psychic that no one else has gotten to meet yet?
Well, if I say I have a 2015 883 iron, does that tell you that I've got one? Now, I will admit, though, that my knees are really bad, so I can't. It's too heavy for me now. And so I was hoping with the CrossFit class I was in that my legs would get stronger again so that I could, you know, write it, but of course we can't go to the gym yet, so, you know, I can't do that yet. But yes, I have a dark blue 883 iron. It's a Sportster. There you go.
I love it when you guys are tuned in, and we will be taking more phone calls at 516-453-6081. You're doing Psychics Gone Wild a little later evening with Anne Sablon and Psychic Jethro. I know a couple of you, I've been asking for some of the different people from the past. Definitely, we will have some guests on. I know that, as you know, with some of the individuals that have been on the show, especially for the regulars that were on forever and ever like me, we want to come in and we'll have special guests. So, you know, send us who you want to have come on together. I know you guys are doing Hollywood Squares for $500 for Anne right now, and you're trying to find things to get. There was a little clue that if you're looking for $500 for Carol Cook, what two family friend members, lady, four-legged friends live with Carol Cook? And the correct thing is her two dogs' name is Thelma and Louise. So that's something you want to keep for that. I'll take $500 on Carol Cook when Santa Goes Wild on Psychics Gone Wild. And that'll be marketed. So you guys, with those who are following the shows, the best way, I've had some of you new ones asking me, how do I get to come back, Jethro? I just found you on the phone. You need to go to Psychics Gone Wild and go on the radio there, station, and follow on the far right corner, the click, so that it can come to your email. And then you'll be able to hear the following shows and you keep up. And then in December, you know, we all know that's the month of Christmas. We're looking here, and I'm doing a little bit of research. Now you guys got me into it. You know, I am psychic and I live by the seat of my pants. So it will be Christmas is celebrated on the 25th. But you guys know that I'm Native American and I celebrate my Christmas and Christmas Eve. So what will be happening is we will do a special show with you Christmas Day, the 25th, on Psychics Gone Wild. I will be in Sedona, Arizona, and you'll get to meet all of them. We'll have Anne, we'll have Debbie, and I don't know if Debbie's got time with their family, but you'll get to hear the shows on there. They will be some of their shows like you're listening right now, so you'll be hearing this show on. And then in the middle of that, you will have a time that will send out Psychics Gone Wild and Scott Santa. That hour show will be giving all those prizes away. I can tell you from Vicky who I can say the names. I can tell you Annette in New York. We've had Kathy in Tampa and Amy in Tampa, Florida. Those of you know these places, know these people. These are real people that have won the prizes I'm doing. I'm giving you the first name and just their place so you know they're legitimate. You can look on Facebook. Oklahoma. You know, we've had other states that have won, other ones that can tell you, and you go in there and see. The reason I'm going through all this with you guys, and we do it, is we want you to have fun when you do the show. We want you to go away and do it. What person won tonight? She's going to be getting a really nice ring and necklace, and, you know, who knows? That ring may fit the man that she likes. It may be a friend thing. She may take that man's ring and make herself a necklace. You know, you never know. What I love for you guys to do is just call Psychics Gone Wild and have fun with us. And you've been so much fun, and we got through. I know last week was a lot, and this week we're just clearing the way. And even yesterday we were doing our show, and me and Ann, those of you who couldn't get in, are checking the show and stuff and making sure. It's hard for us to know that when we can't do it, it's nothing we did, but it was up to the radio. It wasn't me and Ann were having a lot of things that were giving us internet problem.
Oh, yeah. So, So
that's what we're letting you guys know. Make the contact now. Go to mysapphiredragon.com. Go to psychicjester.com. Let us know that, you know, it did get in and you had gotten dropped or things happened last night. And any last things you want to tell them before they kick us out that door?
Yeah, actually, I do. Going back to the person, and this is for everyone, when you are trying to deal with energy or spirits that you don't want, please do it with out of love from your heart. You do not want to be chasing someone because, you know, you're trying to get rid of them, not in that negative way, but you're just trying to help someone go on. So do it with love from your heart. Also, I wanted to double check, Jethro. Now, when you say you have the four aces for the psychic poker, I can't take that to Reno with me. Is that correct? I can't go in there. It won't work
anywhere. It's Gone Wild. Nope. You can take an Anne Sablon and a Debbie Paul and a Jethro in and take it there, and they won't give you three aces at their poker table, but it'll only work here. Yep, you're correct.
Damn. I was trying to get one up, but who knows? I'll have to try to figure out another way to, you know, win at cards at the tables. But thank you again. I so much enjoy being here. I enjoy talking to the people. And my goal, as I said, is just to try to help you get the answers that you're seeking and to bring comfort to those who need it. And again, my website is sapphiredragon.com, and I look forward to meeting you. And have a great weekend.
Everyone take care. Be wild. It is the way to be. Remember, watch your mail, hang on to the phones, and get ready to see Santa's Gone Wild in December with us. And those of you who haven't had a chance yet, go to Santa's Gone Wild room and say hi in there. We're adding people. You can see it in there. I will tell you a little secret. Anne Sablon is in there. So is Debbie Paul and Carol Cook. So you could also message and get to know your readers and friends that are on this show with me, truly, Psychic Jethro. I love you. Stay wild. It is the way to be.